Understanding Wills in Canada, Protecting Your Legacy and Your Family. Planning for the future is something many of us tend to put off, but few documents are as important as a will. Despite its importance, nearly half of Canadian adults still do not have one. Whether estate planning feels uncomfortable or is simply kept on hold, understanding how wills work in Canada can help you make informed choices that protect both your family and your legacy. A will is more than a legal formality. It is your chance to make sure your wishes are followed when you are no longer here to explain them yourself. Estate planning is not a rare concern affecting only a small group of people. In fact, roughly 1 in 3 Canadians dies without a will, leaving critical decisions about their estate, their children, and their legacy to provincial laws and the courts. This shows how common it is for families to face unnecessary legal complexity and emotional strain simply because a will was never put in place. Why having a will matters. A will is a legal document that explains how your assets and property should be distributed after your death, but its role goes far beyond simply dividing belongings. A will lets you stay in control at a time when, without one, you would have none. If you die without a will, provincial laws decide who receives your estate, who manages it, and in some cases, who will care for your children. These default rules are meant to be efficient, not personal. And they cannot reflect complex family situations, blended families, or your individual values. For parents of minor children, having a will is especially important. It allows you to name guardians who would raise your children if you are no longer able to do so. By choosing guardians in your will, you give your children stability and guidance at a time of uncertainty and loss, instead of leaving a deeply personal decision entirely to the courts. How intestacy rules work in British Columbia, Alberta, and Saskatchewan. When someone dies without a will, each province applies its own intestacy legislation, and the results can vary significantly. In British Columbia, the surviving spouse receives a preferential share of the estate, with the balance divided between the spouse and children. If the children are from a previous relationship, the spouse's share may be reduced, a detail that often surprises blended families. The distribution follows a rigid formula, leaving no room to adjust for personal circumstances. In Alberta, intestacy laws also prioritize a surviving spouse, but a spouse does not automatically inherit everything if there are children. The estate is divided according to set rules, and children are entitled to their portion regardless of age or readiness to manage an inheritance. Similar principles apply in Saskatchewan, where legislation governs not only who inherits, but in what proportions, with no discretion to account for family dynamics, financial need, or intentions that were never formally documented. Across all three provinces, intestacy removes the ability to create trusts, delay distributions, or structure inheritances in ways that protect beneficiaries. This can be particularly concerning for families with young children, blended households, or dependents who require long-term financial support. The practical consequences of dying without a will. While intestacy laws provide a clear framework, they often lead to outcomes that families do not expect. One of the most common misconceptions is that a spouse automatically inherits the entire estate. In reality, when there is both a spouse and children, the estate is divided according to a fixed legal formula. Even where a spouse receives a preferential share, they are rarely the sole beneficiary, regardless of what the deceased may have wanted. Children inherit under these rules as well, but the distribution is strictly dictated by legislation. No one, and not even a surviving spouse, can decide how assets are divided among them. Inheritances are generally paid out once a child reaches the age of majority, either 18 or 19, depending on the province. There is no ability to delay distributions, impose conditions, or create safeguards, which can be especially problematic if a child is not financially mature or requires ongoing care. When there is no will, the court appoints an estate administrator to manage the estate. This appointment is made by the court alone, not by the family, and the administrator must follow statutory rules when dealing with assets. Personal belongings may need to be sold to allow for equal distribution, even if the deceased would have preferred certain items to remain in the family. There is no discretion to adjust outcomes based on fairness, need, or relationships. The intestacy process also creates delays. Court appointments and approvals take time, and loved ones may wait months before assets can be accessed or distributed. Without clear written instructions, confusion and disputes can arise, adding stress and uncertainty at an already difficult time. What happens if you die without a will? When someone dies without a valid will, they are considered to have died intestate, and provincial legislation takes over. While the exact rules differ across Canada, intestacy often leads to outcomes that do not reflect what the person would have wanted. Typically, a surviving spouse receives a preferential share of the estate, and the rest is divided among children or other relatives. If there is no spouse or children, the estate may pass to parents, siblings, or more distant relatives. If there are no eligible relatives, the estate ultimately goes to the provincial government. Dying without a will also creates practical and emotional challenges for the people you leave behind. The court must appoint an estate administrator, which can be time-consuming and costly. Without clear guidance, disagreements may arise over who should manage the estate and how assets should be handled. Families may face delays accessing funds for immediate expenses. What makes a will valid in Canada? For a will to be legally valid in Canada, certain basic requirements must be met. The person making the will must be of legal age, mentally capable, and acting voluntarily without pressure or undue influence. The will must be in writing and signed in the presence of two independent witnesses, who must also sign the document. These witnesses cannot be beneficiaries or close family members, as their independence helps protect the integrity of the will. Some provinces also recognize holographic wills. Wills that are written entirely in the willmaker's own handwriting and signed without witnesses. However, these types of wills carry a higher risk of being challenged and are not suitable in every situation. Clear, precise language is also essential. Ambiguity can lead to disputes, delays, and costly court proceedings, which can undermine your intentions. A well-prepared will reduces uncertainty and makes it much more likely that your wishes will be carried out as you intended. A properly prepared will is especially important for families with dependents who require additional care. Without a will, there is no ability to create tailored planning tools, such as trusts that protect eligibility for benefits and ensure long-term financial security. Intestacy laws do not address these circumstances, leaving vulnerable beneficiaries exposed. The probate process and estate administration. An executor is the person or institution responsible for carrying out the instructions set out in a will. This role involves managing the deceased's affairs after death, ensuring legal requirements are met, and distributing the estate according to the will. An executor has a legal duty to act in the best interests of the estate and its beneficiaries. After death, most wills must go through probate, a court process that confirms the will's validity and formally authorizes the executor to act. The executor submits the original will and supporting documents to the court and, once approved, receives legal authority to manage the estate. Probate fees vary by province and are usually based on the total value of the estate. Administering an estate takes time and careful attention. An executor must locate and secure assets, notify creditors, pay debts and taxes, keep proper records, and eventually distribute the estate to beneficiaries. Some assets may pass outside of probate, for example, jointly owned property or accounts with named beneficiaries. But most estates still require going through this process, which can take several months depending on how complex the estate is. Where do you register a will in Canada? Unlike some legal documents, a will is not automatically registered with the Central Government Registry in Canada. In most provinces, the original signed will is kept by the person who made it, their lawyer, or a secure third party. Some provinces offer optional will registries that record the existence and location of a will, but not its contents. These registries can help ensure a will is found after death, but registration is not mandatory. Because there is no universal registry, it is essential that your executor knows where your original will is stored. Courts generally require the original document. Safely storing your will and clearly communicating its location are important but often overlooked parts of estate planning. Taking action to protect your family. Creating a will is not about expecting the worst, it is about taking a practical, responsible step for the people you care about. You do not need significant wealth to benefit from having a will. Young families gain peace of mind from naming guardians. People at every stage of life benefit from leaving clear instructions. And everyone benefits from knowing their loved ones will not have to navigate unnecessary legal and financial complications on top of their grief. The cost of preparing a will is usually modest compared to the financial and emotional consequences of dying without one. Whether you choose to work with a lawyer or use a reputable Canadian will planning service, the most important step is simply to get started. By creating a will and reviewing it as your life and circumstances change, you give your family clarity, security, and the comfort of knowing that your wishes will be respected.
If you have any further questions about wills, please don't hesitate to contact us.